I'm going to quote a poem to you. They say love is blind. I say open your eyes. I'm going to put another one is you may be sly as a fox, but you can take it. You're strong as an ox. They are poems, the worst possible poems that journalist, vice journalist and filmmaker Andrew Lloyd could think of when he decided to become an Instagram poet and see how it went. Well, it went bizarrely well. He joins me via Skype from America, I believe. I'm not quite sure where Andrew is at the moment, from the UK. Andrew, welcome to the show. How did this whole thing start?
Hi, Mel. Thank you for having me. I'm currently in the UK. And may I say, you've read those poems brilliantly well. So basically, I was seeing these poems absolutely everywhere. I didn't follow many of these accounts online, but they were almost inescapable. If you went into a shop, there was a stack of these books there because they sell so well. You open a newspaper, they're on the bestsellers list. And I read a few of them and I thought, these are pretty bad. Like, why are these poems doing so well?
And we look at somebody like Rupi Kayo, who is really at the forefront of this Insta poetry thing. She's got 3.7 million followers. And her book of poems, I believe, was at the top of the New York Times bestseller list. It's garnering a huge following.
Yes, a massive culture online. I think, as it stands, she sold over 2.5 million copies, if I'm right about that. Yeah, there's a massive culture and there's a lot of profit to be made from this work.
Okay, so you decided to come up with the worst possible poems that you could think of before your kettle boiled. How did that go?
Yeah, so I wanted to see, is there something to these poems? I'm not a great poet myself, so maybe I just don't understand them. I didn't want to just assume they were bad. So I thought, I don't know how to write a good poem, but I'm pretty sure I can write a bad poem. So I'll just write as many of these as I can within a week or two and see if they would take off or if people would know that these were awful. But yeah, the first week I did about 40, just spur of the moment, wrote them like super quick and had about 300 followers in the first couple of days.
But you also created a profile. You did the whole moody brooding thing. Raven and...
Yeah, I thought that was the most dramatic pseudonym I could come up with. Because one of the other most famous poets is a person called Atticus, and they're anonymous, and they wear a mask in their profile photo, and they don't really reveal their name. So I thought, okay, I'll do the same thing. I don't want people to know it was a journalist doing this experiment. I wanted it to be taken at face value, so I called myself Raven.
With a picture of a raven.
That's right, yeah, as obvious as you could get.
And the reaction, so the first week, 300 followers. And then people started really responding to your poems.
Yeah, it got quite bizarre. So first of all, just like quite a lot of comments, quite a lot of likes. And the more I posted, the more they would like. And I was averaging a couple of 100 followers a week. And then around week 3, because I did this project for 4 weeks in total to begin with, I started getting some quite intense direct messages. So people would send me private messages about how they were going through a breakup and it was my poems that was helping them get through them. I felt genuine guilt. It's like, wow, like these poems were designed to be as awful as possible, and yet they're still connecting with people on a real level. I didn't really know what to do with that.
And I believe you also had people saying your work is absolutely amazing, and not just but highly respected in the world of poetry or Insta poetry, but people saying your work is incredible.
That's right, yeah, it was very bizarre. At first I thought, because part of the culture of Instagram poetry is like the follow for follow, so you follow someone who writes poems, they follow you back and you support each other that way. So I thought, oh, maybe they're just following me because of that. But I tagged Atticus Poetry, who is one of the most popular accounts. I think he has over 1 million followers because of his poetry, which I don't think is very good, like the quality of it. So I tagged him in my work and I said, what do you think of these? And he said, amazing.
What have you come away from all of this with?
So, yeah, I give it a lot of thought. And I think it's, so Instagram, I think the Insta in Instagram stands for instant. That's what social media is all about. People want instant gratification. I think people do enjoy poetry, but no one's really got the time to sit down and go through like a classic collection of Wordsworth or Byron. People are super busy. But if you see a poem on your newsfeed that it takes like 5 seconds to read and it connects with you in a way, you can like that and then move on with your day. And then you might see another one and then you like that. And I think that's why these poems aren't very deep, but I think that's exactly why they're so successful. You can read them, understand them, and like them in the time it takes to scroll past them.
But what does that say about what we're responding to?
Yeah, I think, I wonder if the people, these big Instagram poets, I wonder if they're aware of this and they know they can put these out there, or if they do try to put real depth in there. I think it does undermine the quality of some serious poets who maybe do want attention of their work, but because it doesn't fit that format, it's not very successful.
Can you leave us with by quoting some of your best poetry?
Absolutely, I'll find some of my favourites. So I've actually, because of the success of this project, people have started following the account again. I did originally do it for 4 weeks because I wanted 100 poems, and then I just stopped. But because of the boost in followers again, I've decided to continue. So I'll read some of the new ones. She said, "I can read you like a book." "Go ahead," I said. "What's in my pages?" She smiled and said, "A story for the ages." Means absolutely nothing.
Give us another.
I'll find a classic. So one of my favorites was, and this is very deep, it's just four words, "Is this a poem?" And I got 145 likes.
I believe there's another one. "The truth is just a beautiful lie."
Yeah, I posted that this morning. I was just having a coffee. I thought, oh, I'll chuck one up. Came up with that in about 10 seconds. Posted that, and that's got about 10 comments at the minute of people enjoying the work.
I mean, as you wrote, turns out all you needed was zero talent, hollow words, and surface-level sentiments to get a big following in the world of social media.
Absolutely. That'll get you there. Forget real talent. Just post anything online and people will gravitate.
Andrew Lloyd, thanks so much. Andrew, of course, is, you can follow him, Raven. He's Raven, Insta poet celebrity around the world.